You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are caves? Now, my Merriam-Webster dictionary simply defines it as a large hole that was formed by natural processes in the side of a cliff or hill or under the ground. But to a scientist, it's really far more complex than that. For example, to a geologist who is researching an ice cave beneath the ancient lava field at Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument in Flagstaff, Arizona, it's an opportunity to learn about the Earth's processes and lava tube formation. Or to an ecologist studying bats at Carter Cave State Park in Kentucky, it's an opportunity to understand how animals adapt to live in a place without sunlight. Caves are found all over the world in different types of rock. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there are four main types of caves. The most common type is called a solution cave. This is where groundwater dissolves rock, such as limestone, leaving behind open spaces. These are the kinds of caves famous for stalactites and stalagmites. Stalactites hang down from the cave ceiling and stalagmites grow up. The way I always remember it is stalactites hang tight up above. A lava cave forms when volcanic eruptions occur. Lava flows, the outer walls cool and harden, the inner liquid lava continues to flow away, leaving behind an empty space. Sea caves will form as wind and water pounds away at exposed rock, eventually creating open spaces. And a glacier cave. Those occur as pockets of ice melts, leaving behind an ice cave or tube as the water flows away. There are three primary zones to a cave. The mouth, or entrance zone, is the most varied and complex. It gets both day and night, great plant and animal variety, and the widest temperature and moisture ranges. The twilight zone is where there is some light, but not enough for much plant growth, and temperatures don't fluctuate quite as much. Finally, the heart of the cave, the dark zone, has no light, no plants, constant temperatures, very little food and nutrients, little animal variety. The science of studying caves is called speleology, S-P-E-L-E-O-L-O-G-Y. And the scientist who studies cave systems is called a speleologist. So here's a fun speleology activity to try with a scout or student group. Get a really big blob of clay. It's going to represent hard rock. Get a bunch of sugar cubes. They'll represent softer rock. Jam those sugar cubes into the clay. Then place the clay into a bucket of water. After a few days, remove the clay. And the kids will notice that the sugar dissolved, leaving behind holes. Caves, just like the solution cave we discussed. Well, we just learned a little bit about caves. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for the Weekly Experiment.